for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken here on WSKV-FM. Listen live at 104.9 FM, stream at listenlikealocal.com, or enjoy the program on the official WSKV-FM app from the Google Play or Apple App Store. You can also listen on demand at listenlikealocal.com or Apple Podcast. You're listening to PCSN Live. Let's join Dave and Ken at the Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Studio in Stanton.
And good evening and welcome everyone to another edition of PCSN Live here on WSKV 104.9 FM. Again, this is the Powell County Sports Network. Again, this is David Faulkner along with Ken Simon. And again, we'll give you some COVID updates before we begin our show. Again, stay tuned. We will have Mark Ventura, one of the cross-country coaches, and some team members here in a few minutes. And again, so stay tuned for that. Again, we've now got some COVID information for you guys from today, and it's kind of staggering info.
Yeah, unfortunately, things seem to be getting worse than getting better. You know, it on one hand, it almost seems just, you know, like yesterday in many respects that we were, you know, down in the teens. You know, now we're, you know, approaching 60, at least as far as locally here. But at the state level, 2,700 new cases today. 2,700 new cases. I mean, that's just hard to even fathom.
I mean, that's about 500 more than we've had than any other day.
Yeah, it's the highest daily total since it's started, basically. And the positivity rate has jumped all the way to an 8.12%, and that's the highest since May the 5th. So the positivity rate is going up. The number of cases are going up. There's, I don't know how many counties are in the red, but at this point, it's a lot.
There's no yellow and green.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, there's not. So under those circumstances, you know, and it wouldn't I wouldn't surprise me in many respects if Governor Beshear, you know, this is a quote from him, this entire state is in danger. And so, you know, he made that statement today. Under those circumstances, if we were shut down with less cases, he's probably going to have to make a move sometime here soon and start restricting things a little bit more. Obviously, there's a lot of school districts that are on remote, that are no longer in person, things along that lines. But I would expect probably going to go back to the restaurants, you know, reducing their capacity, things along that line. It still goes back to you have to wear your mask, you have to social distance, things along that line. But when you look at those numbers, it's unfortunate. 1,604 deaths, 14 new deaths were reported today. We do not have any Powell County Health Department local statistic updates. This is from yesterday. The total case count was 227, 57 active cases, 170 recovered cases. So 57 cases as of yesterday. And they had 11 cases yesterday as well. So, yeah.
And the bad thing about the 11 cases yesterday, Ken, is this, okay, we try to do this show Wednesday to Wednesday as far as the numbers are concerned. And I think yesterday was our third day, maybe the fourth day, since last Wednesday with double-digit cases in Powell County. Now, that's one of the things. You know, 2 weeks ago, we were sitting at 12%. We were looking as one of the better counties in the state. All it takes now is a week like we've had or a 2 weeks stretch like we've had, and now we're probably pushing 50 or 60% on the positive, not the positivity rate, but the, what's it called now,
not infectious rate, but anyway, it's still the rate per 100,000 population.
Which, like I said, Powell County was one of the better counties around. We were one of the ones that I think people kind of looked at, and I always said because we didn't test here. The thing is we are in some trouble here. We now have had cases at the nursing home here. We've had employees at the nursing home with that are positive. And we've seen this trend with other counties when their nursing homes start getting infected. It starts spreading more in the community because the folks that work there go back home. And once then they get out and do things, that's just kind of a trend. They see people, they become infected, you don't know you have it, and a couple weeks later, and this is what the scary thing is, we're getting hit hard right now, what's the when you look at the other kind of math that we kind of look at, when you multiply this thing out, if we're having double digit cases this week, we may be in the 20s next week. That's what the fear of Governor Beshear would be. But I want you guys to know this is not a state thing. This is a national thing, world thing. It's cases are up everywhere in the world. Again, and here's, I guess, the sobering part. We've said this every week we come on the air. We think things are going to get a lot worse in the late fall and the winter. The experts have told us for months this is going to be the roughest part of the year. And I guess folks didn't really listen. We got kind of complacent. We're saying that good number of 12. We're doing pretty good. You look at Kentucky on the map. I looked at Kentucky yesterday on the national map. We were still yellow. As bad as we're doing in Kentucky, we're one of the better states nationally. So as bad as we think we're doing, we're still doing better than a lot of others. That being said, this is not a party thing. I listened to the Ohio governor earlier. They're talking about cutbacks. One of the other states, I'm not sure which one it was, close to us, has already ordered shutdowns again. And this is something that we didn't want to do. I don't think we will shut down like we did in the spring. I do think there will be some kind of a cutback, not necessarily a shutdown. So, again, these are some things that to protect folks. And I just really think now the holidays will be a next point to where we have another surge. And I'm talking about a bigger surge than we're having now. We are in some scary times right now. We're 2 weeks away from Thanksgiving. Folks have already been asked to not go with their families that don't live at home and spend the Thanksgiving holidays. And you're a month away from Christmas. So, man, it's a tough time for folks. And you know people are going to kind of, and I'll say it this way, people will violate that recommendation, and understandably so. But just understand, we don't want to get family members sick that are of the age where it's dangerous. So, and again, they're coming out with more and more information. Now that's a little bit more scary about even younger people or asymptomatic cases that in 3 months they're showing other signs or symptoms of the disease that weren't seen earlier. So there's a whole different ball of wax going on now because, again, more information comes out all the time. Hopefully this vaccine will work that's out now or that's going to maybe come out in the next couple of months. And, again, thoughts and prayers are out for the vaccine, but it's not going to stop us for now.
No, and I think even as far as the holidays, when you look at the number of people who travel out of state, mm-hmm. and or people who travel in state, at that point, cross-contamination, for lack of a better way of putting it, and then all of a sudden now you have someone who's asymptomatic, and now you have people, once they leave, they're taking things back with them, and next thing you know, it spreads. And even going back to your numbers, in a sense, so we're sitting at 57 as of yesterday. You're right, it won't take long, and all of a sudden we'll have 100 active cases in the county.
Yeah.
There's only 12,000 to 13,000 people in the county as it is. It won't take long for those numbers to begin to exponentially expand,
that's
right?
The and fear. Kind of, exponential growth is the fear.
Yeah, exactly. And at that point, now you're really talking things getting a lot worse than they already are. Still goes back to we've preached it, you know, from the beginning, in a sense, you know. And obviously, there has to be something else, in a sense, that we can do. And I guess what I mean is that, okay, if we're wearing our mask, we're washing our hands, we're social distancing, we're doing all of that. Now it goes back to the social interactions that you're having, and those have to be reduced.
Yep.
I have to stay at home. You have to stay at home. Guess what? We're not getting together on Friday night playing cards because that's not what we're doing, in a sense. And that might be what we normally do, but yet we're not doing it because guess what? I have to protect you. I have to protect myself. You have to protect me. You have to protect yourself. Let's go back to where we're not getting out like we were, because I think those are the issues, the social issues, where people are not wearing their masks. They're having a good time. They're getting together, no matter what the age group is, without thinking, well, it's not going to happen to me. when in fact, yeah.
Or nothing bad will happen to me if I do get it.
Yeah, correct,
that's
right.
And that's the kind of the always a teenage mentality. I'm not going to blame the teenagers, but I'm just saying when you're a teenager, that's the way you think. When
you're young, invincible, you're, right?
Yeah. But, you know, it's kind of like if you look at our numbers when they're starting to trend it up in the spring and summer, early summer, we went to the lockdown, and what did the numbers do? They declined. I'm not saying we should do another lockdown, but I'll tell you what. To reduce the numbers that we have, it may be to where we have another lockdown where people need to stay at home unless they're going to work. I mean, it's pretty easy. Governor Beshear's already mentioned, you know, work at home if you can. Let employers, please let them. Talking about maybe trying to the businesses that aren't cooperating with the rules that are there. Okay, we're going to put fines on you. We're going to close your business down. You know, if you're a business owner, follow the protocols. At least the appearance of following the rules. And you're doing better for your community. And if you want to stay open, I think that's probably what you need to do. Because I think we're going to have spot checks now. We're going to have different people coming in. Okay, if you're not following the guidelines, you're going to be fined and or closed, which basically I guess that works kind of the same way. If you get fined, you're pretty much, or if you get closed, it's like a fine. So to stay open, we got to do the right thing. And we've talked about that every week during this first segment. We always talk about wash your hands, social distance, wear your mask, those three things. And we can get the number down, but we got to work together and try to get through this.
And those are not guarantees by any means. They're at least safeguards, right? Yeah. To at least some added protection in a sense, no matter if it's the social distancing, the mask, et cetera. You know, you still need to do those things to where we can get through this because obviously it's getting worse. It's not getting any better. No. And therefore, in order to make that change, something's going to have to give and it's going to go back to, not to put it on these terms, but we're going to have to suffer a little bit more, right? We're going to have to go back to where all of a sudden those closures, if you will, or whatever potentially could happen, at that point, we're staying at home, we're not getting out, work is being conducted at home, you're social distancing where you're not even socializing outside, right, in a sense. You know, yeah, you might get on your phone or something, but yet you're not visiting people, you're not doing those things in order to curtail it.
We've kind of, at our house, we kind of do that anyway. We don't get out very often. When we do, it's for short periods of time, and again, it's you try not to get other people sick. I'm not saying we're the best people, but we do get out, you know, just like you and I. We travel to ball games, we ride together. You know, you try to do the right things, but when you go back home, again, like I said, if you go to work, fine. Just don't be going out other places and, you know, to parties and 10 to 15, 20 people gathering. Don't go there. That's kind of what's
going to be. Now's not the time. There'll be a time when we can all celebrate.
Hopefully
we'll, right?
Soon. Hopefully soon. But again, we'll go ahead and take a break, come back, and hopefully we'll get the cross-country team members and the Coach Ventura here on the air, here on WSKV's PCSN Live with Dave and Ken here on the Powell County Sports Network.
If you haven't driven the new Ram truck, you haven't driven one of the most exciting, powerful trucks in the country. During Ram Power Days going on now at Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Stanton, the best deals of the year are in full force with 0% financing available and rebates up to $10,000 on new Ram trucks. From one of the best riding trucks in the 1500 series to the workhorse Cummins diesel, they are all on sale and priced to move. If you're talking about a new truck and you haven't looked at the Ram, you don't know what you're overlooking. Great deals and a great place to buy at Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Stanton. Call them at 606-663-2856. Tanner Dodge
Chrysler Jeep. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, and they know that you're unique in the way you want to do banking. That's why they offer great services like Phone Smart, where you can call and find out about your account. Or how about text banking, where you can text and find out exactly what you want to know about your account. And you can set up really cool text alerts and find out when maybe you drop below a certain balance, reminding you to balance your checkbook. They have online banking and convenient apps for Android and Apple. Those apps give you the ability to make mobile deposits. Just snap a picture of your check and deposit it. Whitaker Bank also allows you to apply for a loan online at their website at WhitakerBank.com. And don't forget, you have access to your money 24/7 with Whitaker Bank's ATMs, where you can make a cash withdrawal day or night. For more information about these great services, call the main branch at 606-663-2283. That's Whitaker Bank, Stanton, Clay City, and Campton. Whitaker Bank, uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. And to make it even better, the AppWire holiday sale starts now with great deals on select Samsung devices. The best devices, like the Note 20 Ultra and Galaxy S20 Ultra, are up to $400 off all month long while supplies last. Or pay even less with a great device like the Galaxy S20 and save over $10 a month off the normal price on the Appalachian Advantage. We are you. We are Appalachian Wireless. Certain restrictions apply. See store for complete details.
Trust the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital, when an emergency strikes. We offer full service emergency care 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have x-ray, CT, and lab services on site for assessing, diagnosing, and treating patients quickly. The emergency department is a level 4 trauma center where you can expect expert care, quicker treatment, and improved outcomes. You can feel safe to come to the hospital campus. Following CDC guidelines, our providers and care teams are doing everything possible to ensure your safety and well-being. Choose the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital in Irvine.
And welcome back to PCSN Live with David Ginn. This is Dave following along with Ken Simon. He'll be joined now by cross-country coach Mark Ventura. How you doing, Mark?
Good. How are you all doing?
Doing just fine. I hope we got you on the air here. I hear you.
Yeah.
Go. Yeah, we're good. All right. First of all, tell us a little bit about yourself and what got you into coaching cross country.
Well, I ran here at Powell County, I guess now 6 years ago.
You're old, dude.
Yeah, I know. I can't believe it's already been that long. And I ran cross starting in eighth grade through graduating, and then I went and ran at Murray State. And I just wanted to come back to Powell County and try to coach and inspire kids to not only run just to get to college and stuff like that, but just to teach them some values that cross country can provide.
I know this about cross country. It's a lot of self-discipline to make yourself run the 2.3 miles, whatever it is that you all run per meet. I'm sure you all run more than that at practices and or things, but or different kinds of practices that you have. There's a lot of work, and it kind of really no gratification because there's not a lot of fan support cheering you on or whatever. It's kind of pretty much on your own.
Yeah, I agree. It is definitely more of an individual sport. There are team aspects to it, but, you know, if you perform better as an individual, then that just helps your team score in the end.
All right, I know. Did you run all 4 years there at Murray?
Yep.
And again, you come from a long line of runners here at Powell County. Again, I think pretty much everybody was really successful as runners. What got you started into the running?
I think I wanted to be better than my brother. That was my first reason. And I was terrible at football. I was my first year in public school. I did football, and I was too tiny and got destroyed every single time I touched it. So I decided to switch to cross country and give it a shot, and eventually got better and wanted to go to college for it.
So as far as coaching, obviously you come back to Powell County after leaving Murray State. So at what point did you approach Julie Clark and kind of say, hey, I think I'm interested in helping and doing some coaching?
I probably started talking to her about it. I mean, even prior to going to Murray, I mean, she, just the idea of coming back at some point, I always liked the idea of. And then after I, was done with my senior year of cross, I still had another semester left of school, and I let her know that I was going to be coming back to my family's business to work full time, and so I was going to be in the area, and I wanted to help out as much as I could. So she said that I could come back and be an assistant and take over the high school program.
So obviously, under the circumstances this year compared to prior years, how has this been different as far as your approach to coaching?
Oh, I mean, obviously with COVID and stuff, it hasn't changed the training. I mean, other than the fact that, you know, we're not able to, like, go inside and do circuits and stuff in the weight room or stuff like that. Other than that, pretty much the training is the exact same. It's just obviously trying to make sure that people are wearing masks at certain times or being socially distant, things like that. And going to meets, the meets have been a lot different as far as doing wave starts and just all the different protocols that are in place in order to keep everyone safe. But the training, everything's been pretty much the same. So I think for cross, it hasn't been as big of a difference compared to, you know, like football and maybe basketball, some of these other more close contact sports.
So when did your all season actually start, even as far as conditioning and even your first meet? And then going back as far as the coaching aspects of it, how do you all split the players up? Like, who are you kind of coaching in a sense, and who is Julie Clark kind of coaching? How do you all kind of decide those kind of situations?
So we were able to start, I'm trying to think, definitely June. I'm pretty sure it was in June. We didn't have to do a two-week dead period,
right,
like previous years, so that actually kind of helped with training because we were able to, previous years we do conditioning, and then we'd have the 2 weeks of dead period, and then we'd get right back into it. And so this year we were able to start and stick with it. And then as far as the coaching goes and splitting kits, I mean, we had to do the pods and all that stuff. So I had certain kids, up to 9 kids in my pod. Julie had up to 9 kids, and then James Campbell had up to 9 kids. We had to hold multiple practices. You know, usually our practices previous years would last between an hour to an hour and a half for all of our kids. But now we had to hold 2 practices and split up kids in the pods for each of those practices. So it ended up, you know, taking 2 hours to 2.5 hours for coaches to be here. And then each kid, you know, had their own practice pretty much, which would still be, you know, their 45 minutes to an hour usually. So it was a little bit, definitely the beginning, trying to get the logistics down and messaging, you know, parents and making sure everyone was on the same page and stuff like that. The logistics part was kind of tough, but in the end, we, you know, it worked out. We were able to get the right kids to practice together at the right time. So, and I think it worked out.
You guys also do high school and middle school, elementary at the same time, right?
We coach all grade levels like that. And that was also, you know, some kids, there's multiple siblings in the program, so we, you know, I would have some elementary kids in my pod as well as the high school kids because they're, you know, younger siblings. And so it's just sort of, that was probably the main difference, is trying to coach the youngest kids at the same time as the high school kids because they, you know, were in same households and stuff like that. So I actually got more involved in coaching elementary and middle school and high school this year compared to the previous 2 years, because of how the pods worked.
So how does that differ? What are some things like you might say to an elementary school runner compared to a high school runner? And then what's kind of like a typical practice even look like then?
So for the elementary kids, it's more so just getting them out here and participating in something, you know, getting them into a routine. And then, I mean, we try, the workouts are not going to be anywhere similar to what the middle school and high school do. Obviously, it's a lot shorter distances that they're running, not as intense, but definitely more speed-oriented, and just trying to have fun. I mean, that's the main goal of the youngest kids. And then just to get them to learn, you know, to love the sport and come out and practice and stuff like that. And then once the middle school group, we start to focus on more of similar workouts as the high school kids, just lower distances. That way they can sort of start feeding into the program that the high school is going to be going into, get them used to the same type of training that I'm going to be putting through the high school. So, yeah, they do the same workouts, just less mileage every week, pretty much. And a lot of our middle schoolers actually run up on our high school team. So it's really not much different from our middle school group to our high school group.
I was going to say, I know in the past at cross country, sometimes even when the rule weren't seventh graders, when before that, you could see a kid in the fifth or sixth grade run on the high school cross country team and be fairly successful. And then when now, I know some of you guys individually, when you were in middle school, you were really fairly successful runners in the middle school, right? I'm talking about you personally.
Yeah, I actually was not. My first year of running was eighth grade, and I definitely was not very successful. I was actually pretty bad. but I grew a lot going into my freshman year. I ended up getting quite a bit better my freshman year of high school. But this year, though, we have a really good group of middle schoolers. Two of our fastest runners this year, our fastest female and our fastest male runner this year, both middle schoolers, seventh grader and eighth grader. So they, I think, you know, we have a really bright future here for sure. Our elementary program, we have some fifth graders and fourth graders and third graders. They're all going to be pretty fast as long as they stick with the sport.
I got a question for the elementary kids real quick. And this is coming. You know me. I'm a person who really doesn't want to run. How do you instill into a kid that, I mean, obviously running is good for you, but how do you make it running fun and enjoyable?
Well, I mean, it's something that you can come and do with your friends. On top of the fact that, I mean, there's some kids that are competitive too. So that was my main draw to cross country, was the competitiveness of it. I guess it's more so teaching them to be able to push themselves, and learning that doing that is going to be better for you and your team. As far as making it fun, I think it's the group of kids in general are all really good kids. So I think becoming really close friends at practice leads to being, you know, friends outside of practice and hopefully through all of the time that they're here at Powell County. I think that's one of the main draws to them starting cross. And then eventually, you know, the training sets in and they start to get fast and they see the progress that they're building on. And I think that really motivates them to continue to get better.
So to me, sometimes cross country people or even track people, I think those are the coaches that are kind of always underestimated, because it is so hard to me to be able to motivate a kid to do something that is really physically demanding as much as running is. And again, with no really big accolades. I mean, there's really nobody there cheering you on except at the finish line. You know, I mean, you got to do it for yourself, and it's a lot of work, but I know in the long run, it really pays off. Running is a great sport. Now, do you still personally run?
Do I? I have not hardly at all since last year. It's been pretty busy at work, and I just had a new baby added to our family. So,
congratulations!
It's been a little hard to get out and run. I think I'm mainly focusing on trying to get these kids to run more so than myself.
Well, that's okay. I know people when they get it in the blood, you just really can't stop running. It's a very addictive event.
The competitiveness is what I like the most out of it, more than anything.
I got you. All right, Dave, tell you what, Mark, we're going to take a break right here. We'll come back and talk to some of your runners. Is that okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, we'll take a break here on PCSN Live here on WSKV 104.9 FM.
Hinkle Contracting Company specializes in asphalt paving for commercial and large private applications, parking lots, roads, entryways, and more. And they can do complete site preparation and provide expert asphalt paving. Call their local office at 606-663-2437 or find more information at hinklecontracting.com. For all of your asphalt and aggregate needs, think Hinkle Contracting Company.
When you need insurance for your home, auto, life, or business, contact agents Lisa Mays and Shauna Mays at Whitaker Bank Insurance Group. Stop by their Stanton office, located inside Whitaker Bank on Main Street, or give them a call and get a quote at 606-663-3625. Always striving to meet the needs of their customers, Whitaker Insurance Group, 606-663-3625.
At Davis & Davis Funeral Home, we have years of experience caring for families from all walks of life. Each family comes to us because they know we are leaders in our profession, dedicated to excellence in service, and have the highest integrity. Life is full of opportunities to show someone we love them. Together, we will create a fitting and memorable event for your loved one. Call 606-663-9480 or visit us online at davisanddavisfuneralhome.com for more information.
All right, welcome back here, folks, to BCSN Live with Dave and Ken. We're joined with Coach Mark Ventura of the Powell County Cross Country Team. And I've got Ken. He's going to call you guys out, and we'll talk to each one of you guys a little bit individually.
All right, we're going to go on the list that Coach sent us here. So how about Ryland Meadows? We'll talk to Ryland first.
Hey.
How you doing, Ryland?
Can you hear us?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Yep. Going good here. What got you into running?
Well, in high school, I wanted to do something different besides basketball because I did basketball my entire life. And I ended up transitioning into cross country, and I've did it for 3 years now.
So as far as conditioning, for other sports in a sense, how has that benefited you?
Well, more than other sports, cross country is definitely a lot more, difficult to do because we can be doing anything from 3 miles up to 6 miles when we're training, and obviously with another sport you're probably not going to be running 6 miles. So
what's your personal best as far as the and tell us the distance of a regular meet for a high school meet?
The distance of a regular meet is 3.1 miles and my personal best is 23 minutes.
That's about what, a little less than 8 minutes of a mile, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty good, I would think, right?
Sounds good to me.
That's pretty decent, yeah.
I mean, I know what it takes me to walk a mile. That's about all I can do, about 16, 17 minutes. I might walk one. So you got to be beat, man. No, you all be commended for what you guys do in running. It's something that's very tough. You got to really want to do it. So hats off to you guys wanting to put yourself through that I call it torture. You guys call it fun.
Tell us a little bit about your season, how it's gone for you from the beginning, obviously with the conditioning and training, and then getting into your all's meets and where you are now.
Well, this season was definitely different because of, like Coach said, COVID made things different for us. But as far as conditioning and stuff goes, it was pretty much the same. We would do anywhere from a running workout that we would do a long distance 6 mile run. And then as far as meets go, that was different. We had different starting times and there was different groups when typically it would just be one boys race and one girls race. So that made our season different in that aspect.
Now, when did your all season end?
High school season ended about 2 weeks ago.
So we got the information that you guys had some qualifiers. Tell us who y'all's qualifiers were for as far as state competition.
We had, for state, we had five guys and we had two girls that all qualified for state.
So did you qualify as a team for the boys? or just individuals? Team?
We qualified as a team.
That's pretty cool. Ask Mark if he knows how many teams we've had qualify.
In Powell County's history?
Yeah.
That's a hard one. I know Julie has had at least individuals qualify the entire time she's been a coach. I know that there are certain years we didn't have a full team for men or girls, so that took us out of the running for as a team.
Yeah, but I mean,
since I've been here the past 3 years, we've qualified as a team.
Oh, every year for the last 3 years you qualified as a team?
Yeah.
Hats off to you guys. Hats off to you all, man. That's awesome.
That's great.
Qualified. See, we got to get this out better to people that we've got a team that's qualified now 3 years for state. Y'all don't blow your horn enough. Y'all got to get that information out here. That's pretty impressive. So what grade are you in, Riley?
I'm in 11th grade.
So you got one more year here at the high school. What do you plan on doing any differently for next year?
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
Yeah, what are your plans on what do you want to work for? What are your goals for your senior season in cross country?
I definitely want to get a better PR. I would like to see myself around 22 or 21 minutes instead of 23, and then I would like to go to state again for my senior year.
I tell you what, best of luck and good luck with that. I think you can do it. Again, that takes a lot of work in the off season as well to train and get ready for next year, because a minute taking off your time is actually quite a bit. People don't understand that, right?
Right.
I tell you what, thanks a lot, Rylan. We're going to go ahead for...
How about Adam Ledford? Adam, what can you tell us about yourself? What grade and some personal things about why you decided to get into cross country?
Well, I'm in eighth grade, and really I wanted to get in better shape for basketball and baseball, but, you know, coming out here and running, I really just kind of fell in love with the sport, and, you know, I don't see me quitting anytime soon.
So do you still play basketball and baseball?
Yeah.
So the basketball season, I guess, has just started for the boys, right?
Yeah, we started a few weeks ago.
Okay. Obviously, you're off this week due to some COVID concerns. But what's the difference between like playing you're a team sport with cross country, team sport with baseball or baseball or basketball, either one. What are the differences as far as the team mentality of the sports?
Well, with cross country, you know, it's really there's a big team aspect of it. You know, like we can all come out and run really good times, and it'll do good for the team. But really, if you can do good as an individual, you'll also do good in the sport. But I think with basketball and baseball, you know, you really can't function as individuals. You gotta work together as a team. Otherwise, you can't accomplish as much in those sports.
I will say this real quick. That is an awesome answer, especially coming from an eighth grader right there.
Agreed.
You know, I coach golf, and it's kind of the same way as cross country. You're kind of self-motivated. You compete against your teammates to get better. You don't want your teammates to beat you, so you can beat them, and you wind up with a better team. So it works really well in the individual team sports, which are so much fun, and people just don't understand that. I don't think about them.
What are you looking for as far as this next season then for yourself, and or what was your personal best times as far as a meet, and then what are you looking to do as far as the future with this?
Well, my personal best this year was a 21:20. In the 5K and in the 3K, which is 1.8 miles, my personal best was 12:56.
Jeez.
So
are you running the 3.11 as well?
Yeah, that's a 5K.
That's a 5K. Yeah, see, you got to keep me up here. I'm not savvy with all the numbers. That's pretty good time, man.
Thank you.
So as far as this next season, then, what are you looking to do as far as, you know, obviously work on your personal best, and what other goals would you set for yourself?
Well, you know, with this being my first season, I wasn't really sure what to expect coming into it, you know, and I wasn't really prepared. It was a big jump going from not running hardly at all to, you know, getting up into almost 20 miles a week. You know, I really just want to keep running during the off season, and just really try and keep in good shape. So next year when I come back, I can. It won't be as hard to get back into shape.
I'm impressed with the way you answer questions for sure on here, Adam. I tell you, it's not a lot of eighth graders are as well spoken as you have been. So when you did you ever think running would be fun when you were playing basketball?
Would running be fun when I'm playing basketball?
No, I mean, like, when you play basketball, the coaches make you run. It's not nearly as much fun as just running for cross country, right? There's a difference.
No. So, whenever we have to run for basketball and stuff, it's usually because, you know, like, coach is mad at us or something, and he's making us run. But, and it's really just, with cross country, you know, you're wanting to come out and you're wanting to really work hard and try and get better.
One's kind of like a grind and the other one is free, right? Cross country is a free runner in a sense, right? Where all of a sudden you're going against yourself. Whereas in basketball, like you said, in those circumstances, it's like, okay, we're doing it because the coach made us do it. You know, he's telling us to do it, as opposed to being self-disciplined. I'm just going to go out and run.
Yeah.
Yeah, as a PE teacher, I always heard that we can make running not fun by doing punishment running. That's what you're talking about. Punishment running is terrible. I don't do that anymore. But when I was a young coach, punishment running was kind of I understand what you're talking about. But if you start making punishment, running's not a punishment. So if you start making one, that's going to be a problem for anyone wanting to run. So I'm glad you got over that hump and you figured it all out. So again, as a ninth grader figuring it out, you're doing a good job.
Thank you.
All right, nice job. Appreciate that, Adam. And let's move on to Myron Kiernan. And Myron, we'll kind of ask you the same questions. Tell us what grade you're in and how you got started in cross country.
Well, I'm in 11th grade, and I just kind of joined cross country because my mom said that I could. No reason why I shouldn't do it.
Very good. What's your personal best, Myron?
About 27 minutes and a 3.1.
So how many years have you been running?
I've been running for about 3.
Oh, doing a good job. Again, that's not, people don't understand. You average all that's 9 minutes a mile. That's a pretty good time. But when you're running multiple miles, that's, again, if I could finish in like an hour, I'd be like doing something for 3 miles. You know, that's pretty quality.
What did you qualify for state here this year?
Yeah, we did qualify for state this year.
And how was that experience as far as being able to run in those meets?
Well, it was quite enjoyable. We did a lot of stretches beforehand. We got ready before the day before.
Was it cold the day you all ran at the state meet? How was the weather?
It was pretty cold earlier, but it started to warm up before we started running.
So tell us just even a little bit about the courses that you all even run. Like, where are some places that you run, and what's that look like?
Well, we usually run around here at the park. Sometimes we run around about the same park, some practices, and then the other meets we either run here at the park or at Lykins Park. Sometimes we go to Richmond or Lexington sometimes, or at other high schools.
So how much have you enjoyed the running perspective of all this?
I've really enjoyed my time here in the running, just to do it.
I'll tell you what, you've done a really good job. And again, The more people we get out running, the better we get to do as a team. And again, you've contributed to the team atmosphere. We're going to go ahead and take another break. We'll come back with the rest of the group after this break here on PCSN Live. On
stay with us.
Yeah, stay with us here on WSKV 104.9 FM.
When a health crisis threatened our community, the healthcare heroes at Clark Regional Medical Center answered the call. As we move forward, life might look different, including healthcare. But there's one thing that won't change: the quality of care you've always relied on at Clark Regional Medical Center. We are again offering a range of healthcare services, from preventive screenings and physicals to quality of life procedures, to help you make the most of every moment moving forward. Our entire team is working hard to ensure a safe place of care and a healthier community for all of us. For more information, visit clarkregional.org.
The death of a loved one is the most difficult loss that you will endure in this life. Hearn Funeral Home Incorporated provides you and your family with a meaningful and compassionate environment to assist you through this difficult process. Hondo Hearn and the staff of Hearn Funeral Home believe that every life has value and should be honored. If they can assist you in any way, we ask that you contact them at 663-4375 or stop by their modern facilities at 125 West College Avenue in Stanton, Kentucky. You may also visit their website at hearnfuneralhome.com.
Did you know that Stanton Ace Hardware now offers full-service sales and repair on the popular Steel brand chainsaws, string trimmers, blowers, and pressure washers? Stop into the former Rose's Garden Center right next door to the main Ace Hardware building and check out their large inventory of new steel products and a large inventory of parts. Stanton Ace Hardware, your hometown dealer for Steel, Husqvarna, Echo, and Skag. For more information about deals and coupons at your Ace Hardware, text ACE right now to 606-663-2811. That's ACE to the studio number right now, 606-663-2811, for special savings at your Stanton Ace Hardware.
Welcome back here to PCSN Live with Dave and Ken. Again, we're joined by the Powell County High School cross-country team, boys and girls, also along with Coach Mark Ventura. And our next athlete?
Let's go with Eli King. I recognize that name.
Yep.
All right, Eli, tell us a little bit about what grade you're in and what got you started in cross-country.
I am in seventh grade, and, well, one day my dad just started running, and I tried it out. And honestly, I was just pretty good at it from the start, and I just stuck with it.
Did you play any other sports other than the cross country?
Baseball, basketball.
Cool. So do you still play those sports?
Yes.
All right. See, I don't know you as well as Ken does. Ken must know you from school or something.
Correct. Is this the first year that you've run cross country then?
No, this is my second.
Your second year. So as far as like your personal growth, how would you compare your first year to your second year as far as like whether it's your, you know, your times, your personal best, things along that line?
My first year, last year, I was a lot better at short distance, like 1 mile. But this year, I've gotten better at 2 and 3 and distance.
Do you foresee this sticking with this then?
Yeah, it helps condition for other sports a lot too.
So if you had to rank your sports, where would you put cross country? And remember, Coach Couture's sitting there. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
As in, like.
Favorite?
How much I like them?
Yeah.
Probably baseball, basketball, then cross country.
Okay. Mark Ventura is going to try to get you to rank cross country number one before you leave the high school then, right?
Yeah, probably.
But at least you're using cross country, yeah, though, to benefit you in the other two sports. You know, that in and of itself is commendable, you know, just like even some of the other teammates that you have there. Again, to be able to use cross country to condition yourself. And obviously with the distance, you're not going to run 3 miles in baseball or basketball, but cross country will obviously condition you to be quicker in many respects to be able to react. Definitely commendable.
Yeah.
So as far as yourself, personal best times?
For 3.1, I was just about right on the dot for 23.
Pretty good job. You said seventh grader? That's impressive. Again, we won't tell people if you start cutting down 30 seconds or a minute off your times, that's very difficult to do, but hopefully as you get older and your legs get a little bit longer and makes it a little bit easier to run if you got the technique down, right?
Definitely.
All right, Eli. Thank you. I appreciate your time. Let's move on to Landon Campbell.
Hello, sir.
Hi, Landon. Tell us a little bit about yourself, what grade you're in, and what got you started in cross country.
Okay, well, I'm in 11th grade, and really it all goes back to all the way to elementary school, about fourth grade year. I didn't have many sports I could do due to medical issues, but my sister started doing this the year before I started, and I thought, you know what, that's all I'm going to do. To be honest, for 3 years I hated it, but after that, I can't tell you I love the sport more than anything else.
Again, I think running is something that you start loving once you start doing it, but you've got to do it for a little bit of time before that love really starts. It's one of those things, it takes a while to start loving it. Once you get there, you don't want to quit, right?
Yeah.
You didn't follow all I said there. I talk a lot. Sorry about that. Now, your dad is James, right?
Yes, my dad is James.
So he's the third coach that Mark was talking about for the staff of the cross-country team, correct?
Yeah.
What's your personal best as far as the 3.1?
Oh, to be honest, I cannot honestly recall that, but I know my personal best for about 1 mile is about 7 minutes, 12 seconds.
That's pretty good. So, I mean, are you trying to get it towards better to where you're really able to compete at the 3.1 level? How do you foresee getting better for next year?
Oh, well, this year I wasn't able to do as well. I had an injury in my leg. I lost a lot of my times, but so I wasn't able to perform as well. But for next year, I think I'm definitely going to run a lot more in off season. I'm going to put in the extra effort, and I'm going to try to make this my best year yet.
All right, that's how you get better, what you just said. And we wish you good luck with the effort there, because it takes work. You get better in the off season for the season. You don't get better during the season. So I always tell my kids that play golf. If you just play in the golf season, you're not getting better. So if you're going to run, you got to run during the off season.
Yeah.
How was it? Describe to us, like, once you get started at a meet and you're competing, you know, the people that are running in front of you, you know, does that motivate you to, you know, try and go a little bit faster, or do you kind of stay in your own lane and know your body in a sense that, okay, I'm not as fast as them, let's say, so therefore you still try to make your personal best?
I would say it's a bit of both, really, for me. You know, I try, if I see someone in front of me, I'm going to try to catch up with them, but, you know, I got to know my limitations, and you know, the big thing about the sport is pushing your boundaries, but you know, you can't always push over them.
Yeah, then you burn out toward the end and you can't finish that way. Is that correct?
Yeah, exactly. I always save a bit for the final sprint. That's probably one of my favorite parts about a meet.
And I think you've been given some really good instructions by your coaches, because that's how you do better in cross country.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Landon. Appreciate your time. And now let's talk to Ashley Bailey.
Hello.
What's up, Ashley?
What's up?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. So what's your favorite sport? I'm going to ask you that right off the bat, just see if you can get an answer here real quick.
What's my favorite sport?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm not going to lie. I definitely like to cheer more than I like to run.
See, I was hoping that Kayla was listening tonight, and she would hear you say cross country was your favorite. I tried to get you, though. You didn't know I was trying to get you that way, did you?
Nope.
So what was your personal best this year, Ashley?
Well, my personal best this year was actually at a practice, not a meet, and I ran about 23 minutes and 20 seconds.
Well, that's pretty good time, though, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
How long have you been running cross country?
This is my second year.
Actually, we didn't ask you. David didn't ask you. What grade are you in?
I'm in 10th grade.
See, I tried to cheat when you said I didn't. I wasn't thinking. Actually, you said I know who that is. She's a cheerleader also, but I knew she ran because I asked her to play softball last year, and she also runs track in the spring. So, daggone it, because I know she can run.
So what got you? what got you started in cross country?
Well, a lot of people know my mom. She runs a lot around here, so she's definitely the reason why I started running too.
Do you ever go run with your mom?
I did before I started running cross country, but I don't as much now.
just for giggles here, how much does she run per day on a normal long run?
I was anywhere from like 4 to 11, 12, 13 miles, something like that.
See, I just think she's crazy, but she is a really nice lady. I met her in some cheer competition, so she's a great lady. But I just wave at her when I'm going by. I'm thinking, do you want to ride? But I know she's gonna keep on running, right?
Yeah.
See, me, I want the ride. But I will tell Kayla though. You said that cross country was your favorite sport when I get home tonight. Okay.
Okay.
Since you can't practice this week, it's okay. She'll get over it.
That's true.
What is it about cross country though that appealed to you? Obviously, there's a difference between cross country, and obviously, you said your mom runs, but what was the appeal for you as far as being able to kind of break away and do something different besides cheerleading?
Well, in cheer, it's a sport where we all work together, but as Coach stated, cross country is a lot more individual. So I think that's what really drew me to it.
Now, do you think that cross-country running will help you be a better cheerleader?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's definitely kept me in a lot better shape.
I agree. And you also, again, run track in the spring as well, correct?
Yeah.
Do you run the distance or do you run the sprints? Which one do you do in the spring?
Well, that was my freshman year track, and due to COVID, I didn't get to run that year.
That's right.
So.
Yeah, we didn't get the spring season. Never mind. That's a dumb question to ask you, I guess, wasn't it?
Oh, you're fine.
I wasn't thinking we'd lost our spring season, but you're exactly right. You understand that totally with losing a season. Yeah. What are your goals for next year?
For next year, definitely cutting down my time and placing top five again at regions for sure.
So you were top five this year?
Yeah, I got fourth place.
Well, congratulations on the
awesome.
Finish.
Thank
so
you.
So both you two girls, I think both of you all qualified as individuals, correct?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations to you, and hope you keep it up. And again, hopefully we'll get to see you at your competition next, but we'll just hope the COVID numbers go down, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So now, where do you go from here? Is there a state meet that's left to be run?
We already ran the state meet. Amelia, also on her team, actually qualified for nationals, so she still has a lot more to run than the rest of us.
Wow.
Okay, well, it's funny you mentioned her name since she's actually up next. So thank you, Ashley. Appreciate it. Congratulations. And we'll talk to Amelia Barnes.
All right. Hi.
Hi, Amelia. Tell us what grade you're in and what got you interested in running cross country.
I'm in seventh. And I like to say it was competitive. And so I just kind of thought I'd give it a try last year. And this is my second year running.
So this is your second year running and first year as a high school varsity runner?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. I hear you. Did you win region?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I got a text from Julie that stated that. So, by the way, congratulations. Did Coach Ventura ever win region? You need to ask him.
Yeah.
Dang. I was going to say maybe you got something on top of him there. So, Ashley said you'd be running nationals. So, tell us a little bit about that part of it.
This year nationals is at the same place we ran state, and yeah.
So when will that be?
I think it's the 21st.
Okay.
So just a few days.
No, yeah. Another
next
week.
Next weekend. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, this weekend I have middle school state.
So you're running that as well?
Yeah.
So. Did you have did your competition, well, I guess you had a different competition for middle school state, right?
Yeah.
Did you win that region as well?
Wait. We didn't have a region.
Okay, so you just go to state as a middle school runner and compete there, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So how do you think you will do at the middle school state run?
I hope I'll do good.
What was your personal best this year?
For the 5K, it was 21:59.
That's pretty good. So most of the guys that are in the room with you, you can beat most of them, right?
You can be honest. You can, well, based on what we've heard, you know, time-wise, yeah, you're right there. You're right there.
Yeah. It's not a knock, by the way. It's okay that you can beat some of the guys. It gives them more of a reason to run better. I'm not putting pressure on you. By the way, and Coach Ventura may speak to this too later, sometimes girls hit their peak as far as running at a younger age than do the guys. So you're ahead of the game because you're a seventh grader. Hopefully you'll be able to keep up that pace as you progress through high school.
Yeah.
Now, as a general question for all you guys, have anybody got any shout-outs y'all want to make to anybody listening to us at home?
You can pass the phone around.
Yeah, you can tell us who you are and tell you who your shout-outs for real quick here. We can do that for our next break.
Just want to say hi to Mom.
By the way, tell us who you are when you're saying hi to Mom.
You, me, I'm Ethan.
Who's this?
Wait, what did you say?
Tell us who you are, then tell you who your shout-outs are. Just pass the phone around.
Okay, I'm Landon Campbell, and I just want to say hi to my mom.
Gotcha. Just go ahead and pass around and then do the same thing.
Oh, I'm Ashley Bailey, and I'm just going to make a shout-out to my mom and my dad.
All right.
I'm Cecilia Barnes, and my mom and my dad.
Next? Nobody else got any shout-outs? Or do y'all leave?
Here's one more.
I just want to shout-out to my friends and family.
Thank you. And Mark, you got anybody you want to shout-out to?
The other coach is Julie Clark and James Campbell.
Okay, and if you want to, you can plug your family business if you want. We'll let you do that here.
No. Some advertising. Yeah, it's
a, really? I thought I could get you.
They didn't help out with cross country very much.
Well, shame on them.
Let me ask you this real quick. If you could recap for us, then who actually, you know, as far as the region and state qualifying, if you can kind of just recap that real quick for us.
Yeah, so at the region meet, we qualified as a team for the men. The order was Adam Ledford, Eli King, and then Ryland Meadows, and then Myron Kiernan, and then Landon Campbell, and then for the women's race, we only had two runners. Amelia was the region champ by 40-something seconds, and then Ashley got fourth place, not too far behind her.
Now, explain to us 40 seconds when you're running 5.1. That's a pretty good gap, right?
Yes. Yeah. No, she blew it out of the water for sure.
Wow, that's a nice win. So Ashley's got a little bit of work to do, catch up with Amelia, but again, Amelia's got youth on her side. Do what?
Yeah. I said I couldn't agree more.
I mean, you got to push each other. That's how both of them get better, right?
Exactly. Yep.
All right, man. I tell you what, we'll go ahead and wrap it up here. But again, thank you very much, Mark, for the time that you put in as one of the coaches for the cross country team. Thank the kids for the time they put in. And a big thank you and well done on the performances the kids have done this year.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it for having us.
Thank you all. Congratulations.
Yeah, anytime, man. Just give us a call. Let us know when you want to talk to us.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you all.
Take care. Again, that was Mark Ventura. Again, Powell County Assistant Cross-Country Coach, Head Coach Julie Clark, and James Campbell, the other coaches. So, again, they've had a great year this year. We're going to step away for another break. We'll come back here and wrap it up here on WSKV and PCSN Live.
You may find yourself with a backache, sore shoulder, or downright painful knee.
We often just take it easy and hope the pain subsides after wondering what happened. Navigating our current healthcare system can be a daunting task. A cost-effective approach is to schedule a free injury screen with your Stanton Apex Network physical therapist. During a free injury screen, you'll spend time with a licensed professional to figure out the best plan of care, completely free of obligation or cost. Apex Network Physical Therapy is your hometown provider for the highest quality physical therapy and sports rehab. Contact the Stanton Apex Network Clinic at 606-393-6505 to schedule your free injury screen today.
Hey, so I'm looking through your back window right now, making a shopping list. You just have so many expensive, nice things that would look great in my house, or even better, as cash in my wallet. As long as you don't get those pesky folks from Protex Security and Fire Systems involved, my payday should be sometime early Saturday morning.
Don't let your home breaking be someone else's payday. Protect your home from thieves, fire, and much more. Call Protex Security and Fire Systems today at 606-663-9344.
We value our customers at People's Exchange Bank, which is why we serve you with a staff of experts that are happy to meet your lending needs. We offer a variety of personal, small business, agriculture, and commercial loans, along with competitive rates and quick decisions. Your bank shouldn't compromise on your imagination, drive, and growth, so let us help move you forward with a loan from People's Exchange Bank. Get started and get going. Visit us online at www.pebank.com or stop by a local branch to find the loan that fits you best. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
And welcome back here to PCSN Live here on WSKV. This day, following along with Ken Simon. Do want to mention again, we'd like to again thank the cross country team for being on. And for those of you guys, if you're still listening to us, you can always go back to the webpage and listen to it again, live here. Again, we keep these saved, and we'll save it after the show ends. And again, you'll come back and listen to your part or someone else's part, and you like the interview, you can always listen to us here on WSKV. Just go to the sports page on PCSN News, and there you go. It'll be right there.
I'll tell you what, when you go back and look, when we started this in the beginning up until now, I am so impressed with these young student-athletes, their mental maturity,
mm-hmm.
right? The way that they kind of break things down in the sense of realizing and recognizing, and credit the coaches as well, and even parents, that they're able to make that transference in a sense as far as like, this is what I need to do in order to make myself better. And then using that obviously to springboard with other sports to make yourself better. So kudos again to these student athletes, the way that they communicated, mm-hmm. the way that they handle themselves, obviously on the court, on the field, on the track, whatever it might be. Very impressed with these up-and-coming young adults.
Yeah, and again, it's something I knew the cross-country season was ending, and we didn't get enough information later. Normally, Julie keeps us up to date. This year, we kind of missed out on who did what, so we do apologize. We finally got the text message from Julie. I'm like, oh, dang, I missed that they had a state meet and regional meet. So I do apologize for that, but again, these are some of the sports that sometimes slip under the radar and go unnoticed, and it's a shame for the kids because they've worked so hard. So if you see any of the coaches or these athletes out in town, give a big thank you because they did a good job for your school system and obviously doing a good job for themselves as well. And they did a great job as far as the interview portion of this show was tonight. So I'm impressed. This is probably, as far as a team we've had on, probably one of the better ones we've had as far as the interviews are concerned. And again, that goes back to discipline and coaching and everything else included. But they did a great job on the interviews. And again, we did start this show basically because it was a show because we lost the spring season, which we mentioned with Ashley when she came on. But when we lost our spring season, we had to kind of fill our advertisers, and we are still short. So if you guys want to jump in, basketball season with the numbers we're having now, at some point, at any point, could go fanless. I mean, if you saw Duke has already come out with an announcement, men's and women basketball, we played this season without fans at Cameron Arena there at Duke, and that's one of the most raucous place for fans in the nation, and they will be going fanless this season. So I think you'll see more of that to come if we want to continue with our winter sports seasons, because that is the best time for this virus to grow. So again, social distance, keep those hands washed, and please wear your mask if you're out in public. So we're going to have to limit those exposures as much as we can to get this number going on a downward trend. We got to get there before we can move on.
Yeah, but and believe it or not, you know, they've already called off football, which should have been played this upcoming Friday night. Instead, it's scheduled for the 20th. Of course, you know,
we'll let you know.
Yeah, we're still a good ways away as far as knowing what that outcome will be. And then the 24th of this month, the girls' basketball is scheduled to have their first game of the season. So we're only a couple of weeks from, you know, these things actually happening and kind of getting into full swing. So therefore, if we want these seasons to happen, again, we have to follow the protocols. Potentially, there might not be any fans. You know, fortunately, WSKV did start streaming things live on their Facebook page. We will have next Friday's football game if it does occur. And again, at this point, who knows what will happen as far as any of the sports, yet alone even getting into basketball down the line. Again, let's cross our fingers and hopefully it happens, but we all have to do our part in order to make sure that these, you know, young student athletes can be able to have their seasons.
Yeah, let's be unselfish for them. Let them have their seasons, whether it be with fans or not, and we can enjoy it as we stream it here on WSKV. Again, thanks for listening. Thanks for our guest tonight. And we'll see you next week here on PCSN Live with Dave and Ken here on WSKV 104.9 FM.
Thanks for joining us for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken from the Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Studio in Stanton. This program is hosted by Ken Simon and David Faulkner. Production is done by Ethan Moore. Programming is done by Angela Osborne. PCSN Live with Dave and Ken is a Pickup Country 104.9 production. Tune in live next week or on demand at listenlikealocal.com or Apple Podcasts. Pickup Country.